Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good. Everyone happy?
Yes.
Yep. All right. Aim 5, 4, 3.
Hello, my cheese and onion crisps. Welcome to the Football Ramble preview show, sponsored by Bet365. My name's Marcus Speller and Luke Moore is here.
All right.
Jimmy Campbell's here.
Smokey Bacon.
And Petey Donaldson's here.
Prawn cocktail, please.
Well, 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 ladies and gentlemen, we meet again. And what a fine time to meet on the cusp of the weekend and FA Cup action.
I'm disappointed I missed out on my opportunity to name my favourite flavour of crisps, and I would have gone for prawn cocktail.
Would you?
Yeah. Actually,
that's not my favourite. I would say Worcester sauce is up there for me.
You can't get them anymore.
Can't get them anymore. What, you probably can.
What would your second favourite be, Luke?
Actually, I'd probably go salt and vinegar then prawn cocktail, if you're thinking about it.
Rib and spicy knickknacks.
I like the old sweet chilies.
Before we get
the old sweet chili flavors,
the old
myself.
Sweet chilies that came in 2007.
I don't like the fresh ones. Not the fresh ones.
Before we get 100 odd tweets and emails, it's ribbon.
Frazzles.
It's ribbon saucy, not ribbon spicy. It's nice and spicy,
right, okay,
and ribbon saucy.
Okay.
Just put that one to bed now.
There was a time where there was a crossover where they did nice and spicy Watsits, and they should do it again. It was a great time to be alive.
I don't even remember that happening.
It was brilliant.
You were too busy mourning the death of Roysters, my friend.
Never.
You can still
Where's
get them.
Tudor crisps? Where have they gone?
Why have we gone down this road? It's all my fault. But I tell you what was very saucy, ladies and gentlemen. Liverpool's performance in Porto.
Yeah.
Dripping sauce.
So there was a... I'm piecing this together, but there was a 3-0 away win in the knockout stages of the Champions League was the record away win for an English team in the Champions League. Mm. Then on Tuesday night, Manchester City beat that.
Oh.
And the presenter, I think it was Gary Lineker, was having a little dig at Steven Gerrard. And then the following night, Liverpool broke it again and got it back.
Yeah.
5-0.
Was he having a dig about him? You only won this competition
once. No, because he was talking about Steven Gerrard's records being broken, in like top scoring English players. And
right, okay.
And that was another one. But then Liverpool got it back last night.
How about that, eh?
24 hours without it, they got it back.
There we go. Yeah. Yeah, beautiful, really.
It was an amazing win. I think it was Robbie Fowler that was doing the co-commentary. I think he was on the...
You say
combusting.
Yeah, was
he was loving it so much.
I watched the Real Madrid PSG game, but I saw the Liverpool highlights, and I think that performance from Liverpool reiterates what we were saying on the show earlier in the season, which is that not just Man City, who are obviously fancied by everyone, but Spurs, based on their performance, and Liverpool, they've both got a good chance.
Absolutely,
going very, very deep in this competition.
Very much so. Well, we'll talk about Spurs a little bit later, of course, because they are in the old FA Cup. Luke, you said you watched Real Madrid versus PSG before we move on to the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo said, I want you to vouch for him here.
Okay.
Cristiano Ronaldo said after the game that he stood out.
Yeah, okay.
Would you agree with that?
I'd say, Cristiano, you always do.
That's what he's asking for, isn't it? That's what he wants everyone to say.
Did you see the penalty? That was so funny.
Well, his standing foot kind of made the
caused
ground,
an earthquake.
Caused an earthquake. That's how heavy he is. He's putting on the pounds.
I remember David Beckham doing that for England away in Turkey, and it went way over the bar.
Yeah,
and he went sliding, and everyone was like, the Turks did that on purpose.
Or do you remember, was it Alpi that tried to put him off beforehand?
Yeah, that's right.
Was that the same game? And
yeah.
And then Villa fans like made an effigy of him and hung it off a lamppost or something.
Well,
all very unedifying.
No, I think West Ham fans did that to Beckham in 98.
Right.
Whenever Beckham's involved, get your effigy.
Was there another effigy after that? Was
I think there was an effigy of Alpi by Villa fans.
You know, whenever cool.
I mean, not like the majority of them. Obviously, one lunatic.
Like effigy and Jeffedy.
I can't hear the word effigy without thinking of the song by the Out Here Brothers, Don't Stop Wiggle Wiggle, which goes, energy, energy. F-O-G.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say F-N-A-C-O-C-O.
No, I wasn't going to say that. I wasn't.
That's it.
But anyway, Liverpool were fantastic.
They were very good.
They were very, very good.
And Cristiano
definitely
didn't.
I think they might
didn't
sneak through.
Yeah. Cristiano Ronaldo definitely didn't mean to score a penalty like that, like Rio Ferdinand claimed.
No.
He said, oh, in training, you always used to like flick the penalty up and smash it. And I was like, well,
not the same thing. Not the same thing.
Standing foot. I mean, David Blaine wouldn't be able to do that. He's not able to do anything. Magic doesn't exist.
The night before on BT Sport, when I was just talking about Steven Gerrard, there was a fascinating punditry conversation between Lineker, Ferdinand and Gerrard about the best strikers in the world. And Ferdinand did some really interesting analysis about the types of forward he would prefer to face. Mm. And what he was saying was he thought Harry Kane was the best forward in the world. But actually, he'd prefer to face him than face someone like Luis Suarez because of the body shape, because of the low centre of gravity and how it's difficult, more difficult for him because of his stature. I thought it was fascinating.
That is quite interesting. Mm. I don't think any defender in the world, though, wants to come up against Jamie Vardy.
No.
And that's where we begin, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, do defenders want to come up against strikers? Do they sit there and want to go, I want to come up against him?
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll just do a Scotland from all those years ago. Just
not playing it, yeah.
I love how you use Scotland and not Barcelona.
Yeah.
Do you think,
it's different. Yeah.
Do you think, or Roma, of course, back in the day.
Have Leicester and Claude Puel got a BDI on the FA Cup this season?
I think they do. And I'm glad you said that, Luke, because I actually think that Leicester, okay, they were beaten 5-1 by Man City on the weekend, gone. But in the cup competition, when Man City were fielding a slightly weakened side in the League Cup, they took them to penalties. We'll be disappointed they didn't progress there. I think Leicester are quite, you know, they're a decent side. They know their game, especially against better opposition. Now, yes, it didn't work out against Manchester City. Let's park that for a moment, if you will. But I think, you know, they should win against Sheffield United. They're at home. They are the favourite. Even though Sheffield United are going very, very well, I think it will be perhaps, you know, a reasonably close game, but you would fancy Leicester. I think they might be a crafty outside bet
for
the FA Cup.
I fancy Leicester in a knockout competition. Do you know what I mean? They've got so much sort of guile to them, and they are just always so up for that sort of challenge.
Absolutely.
And Jamie Vardy scores against the big teams, doesn't he? He scored against all the top six, and apparently he's the first player to do that, which is a weird stat because there's a lot of players who will play for those teams that are ineligible for
because
it.
Because not that long ago, he was playing non-league football.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The reason I kicked off the whole thing by saying if they got half an eye on the cup or a BDI on the cup is because under Puel, they came at Southampton. He was only there for a season, wasn't he? And they came up against Arsenal in the FA Cup, and Arsenal smashed them 5-0, didn't they? And it was when Wenger was serving a ban for pushing Anthony Taylor, which is, I think it was in the Burnley game, and they beat them 5-0 at St Mary's. They were brilliant at the Arsenal. So Southampton didn't really get much of a run there. But, of course, in the League Cup, they did very well, and they were unlucky in the final, actually.
Yeah.
And I think, given the state Leicester are in, and as Jim said, as a one-off performance here and there, they can be very, very good. I think they've got a good chance. And I think what's more, what they're sat in, whatever position they're sat in the table, eighth or whatever, and they're not going to go up or down hugely. So why not? I mean, give it a bash. Sheffield United had an amazing journey under Chris Wilder, but you fancy Leicester to be too strong for them, especially at home.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, Puel reckons that Riyad Mahrez is performing even better in training than he was before all that transfer business.
He would say that, though, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I'm suspicious of that
That's
statement.
That's a very odd sentiment.
We'll have to take him on his word, of course.
This is one of the most... Recently, this is one of football's great love affairs, because when Puel first took over at Leicester, he said his first job was to seduce Riyad Mahrez.
With that voice, that man could seduce... Peter, he'd have seduced you with that voice, surely.
He's got lovely pipes, hasn't he? Oh, he was on this podcast.
Pipes.
Oh, imagine miking him up. Very, very cool. Oh, very softly spoken.
What did you have for breakfast? Yeah. And then what did you have for lunch?
I'm a bit concerned about his seduction techniques, because he's basically not letting Riyad Mahrez break up with him.
No, he's not.
Which is not the same.
No.
Yeah, because he knows what's best for him, Jim.
Yeah, maybe.
That's right.
It's a bit Boy George, isn't it? Mm.
No. Yeah. Come on.
That block on the radio.
Come on.
Yeah.
You're not leaving.
But, you know, Sheffield United started the season. I think we might have... I'll wrestle this back, Marcus, don't worry.
Please.
You fill your boots, mate. Sheffield United started the season very, very well. And I think I might have embarrassed myself by saying I thought they might get promoted again. I don't know if they will.
That's not embarrassing. No. They're eighth and they're going well.
Yeah, they've got a chance of playoffs, I would say.
Yeah.
But they concede a few too many, maybe, and they've got a bit inconsistent recently. But Wilder's done a great job there. I just think Leicester might be a bit too strong for them, that's all. But Sheffield United are 11-2 to spring that upset, Marcus. So £10 with Bet365 will return £65, including stake.
It's great what Chris Wilder's doing there. He's a big fan of Sheffield United, has been for many, many years. And with a limited budget, just, you know, he often says, you know, round pegs and round holes for me. I play players in their best positions, try and keep everybody happy. The spirit they've got in that camp is fantastic. And he is doing a marvellous job. I think Premier League might be a little touch too far, but considering the circumstances, I mean, look, Wolves are running away with it. Aston Villa are in second. I mean, these are far bigger clubs, you know. Yeah. Sheffield United were in League One not that long ago.
They were promoted last season.
Exactly, yeah. He got them, it was 100 points or something like that, you know. Mm. I did like what he said. He changed his tact, Chris Wilder, and so I wonder what he'll do with Puel here. This was before the Leeds game, and he said that when he goes into the referee's room beforehand, he always says best wishes and best of luck to the opposition manager. Mm. And then he said, I leave thinking, well, not really. I didn't actually think that. So he's obviously a man of integrity.
Don't say it then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he said, I probably shouldn't be doing that. So I'm just going to think that, you know, shake hands and then see what happens after that.
Spit in his face.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you sort of quite you end up thinking, are you okay?
Yeah.
Didn't ask you any of this.
Are you winging absolutely every element of this?
Yeah. Like we all are, as adults in this world.
Take a walk on the wilder side, Jim, I would say. But 17 years as a manager and never been sacked. In England. No, impressive.
That is impressive.
That is the most impressive stat.
The last thing he wants is promotion, then.
There are some managers out there who've been sacked 17 times in a season.
Yeah.
Let alone 17 years.
Very good.
Yeah. Marco Silva's been sacked. Yeah. You know, so there
we are. If you've got Joe a filing Mourinho cabinet, just for P45s, just for that.
Yeah. Marco Silva sacking was like, I've never heard the term his head was turned more in that week. It's like it was made me feel like he had his head on a swivel or something.
Yeah, turn it again. It'll be first and
turn
forward.
It back. Yeah,
maybe that's why they fell off a cliff. He just had such terrible spinal injuries from all the head turning.
It's like an owl.
Just turning his head around.
Yeah. The defence is good, but the attack's terrible. You don't look one way.
You lost 4-0 at home, Mark. I've had my head turned again.
I was
looking at the crowd the whole game.
Install a mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you mentioned an owl there, Luke. Of course, the owls themselves are hosting.
I did that on purpose for you.
I appreciate that.
No worries. It's all right.
Yeah, no, what an understanding.
Like Shearer and Sheringham. And two extra ones.
Another big owl.
Like Vardy and Mahrez. And
Pete has been on strike more than once.
I was going to. Come on, Peter. Get back in the room. Sheffield Wednesday. They're hosting Swansea on Saturday. Now, this could be the best bet for a cup set.
It's very few and far between this round, isn't it? I'm sort of looking at it, I'm going, where's that going to happen?
Mark, you did call the cup set last time around.
It was a very straightforward
one. People didn't want to give you it.
Are you going to call it this time round? Are you calling this one?
Well, let's talk. We're talking about Wigan Man City in the second half. So. I think this is the best bet for a cup set, of course. But the Swans, unbeaten in their last eight in all competitions, and Carlos Carvajal has turned it around there. Am I saying that right? We got that wrong.
It changes all the time. It was Carlos Carvajal when he was in the Championship. Then people started paying attention to him because he got a Premier League job and started calling him Carlos Carvajal.
Carvajal.
Yeah, he's had his name turned.
Yeah, he's had his name turned.
We can't keep
more
up
than once. Yeah. More than once.
Carvajal. We'll go. Yeah.
John Carver. Just call him John Carver.
John Carver.
John Carver.
Of course, former Sheffield Wednesday manager, he said it's going to be like returning home.
Oh.
And I thought, well, do keep a little bit of distance. Don't get too comfortable, you know. Put your slippers on the bench or something. Do a Big Ron. Remember when Big Ron went into the wrong dugout?
Yeah.
At Sheffield Wednesday. That was at Hillsborough.
Went into the wrong dugout.
Yeah, maybe you'll sit in the home dugout.
I don't think Sheffield Wednesday are anywhere near consistent enough to be able to pull off a cup set against Swansea, who've been in such good form. And the problem with Sheffield Wednesday is they don't seem to score that many goals. And their top scorer is Gary Hooper, who hasn't scored, he's been injured for a while. He got a hip injury, quite a serious one, I think. And before that, I think he only scored three in his last 14 games.
Yeah.
Other than that, there's not really much of a goal scorer to speak of. So, I mean, obviously, if you want to win the FA Cup, Marcus, you've got to score a goal.
You've got to score them
Isn't
goals.
That often, a kind of characteristic of a cup set, though, that it's an inconsistent team that just actually need this
run. And they use it as a bit of a holiday.
Absolutely, yeah.
True.
And nothing to lose, so they play without fear.
And of course, these days, it all depends on what team the Premier League team puts out.
Absolutely.
Because they worry about relegation and the rest of it. So, yeah, who knows?
But old Carlos, as I'm going to call him now safely.
John Carver.
Yeah.
Carlos Carver.
Carlos Carver.
Yeah. They're upturning fortune since he's been there.
Yeah.
I mean,
it could only go one way, to be fair, though, Marcus.
But it needed to go that way. I understand.
One of the most annoying things about that was I said, I think Carlos Carver can improve them, but not enough to stave off relegation. Sam, the video guy, filmed that, put it out on the internet. So everyone's seen it. And now they're flying.
Oh.
Yeah. I look like a right mug.
I've been caught in a long lens.
I have. Been paparazzoed.
I've been Ronaldinho'd on a webcam.
Yeah. The thing is, though, you've hired the Pap yourself.
I know. Yeah. Really, and it's come back to haunt me. Basically, what's happened, Jim, we've hired someone to video our opinions, yeah, then realised our opinions are quite bad.
Yeah.
Weird that, isn't it?
We've sort of stop filming.
We've machine gunned ourselves in the foot there, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, the Swans are a big 50-1 to win the FA Cup with Bet365 this season.
Wow.
£10 on that will return £510, including stake, should they walk up those 500 steps at Wembley in May.
And I'm Luke Moore, and I definitely said that is definitely going to happen.
Is that what you think, Luke sounds like?
And I'm taking... I'm taking pictures of you doing it.
Let me make this absolutely clear, Pete, just if you don't mind. They can't win the FA Cup just by walking up the steps. They have to have won the game final previously.
That would be stunning. Okay, yeah. The finals,
I found a loophole.
The Swansea team race in the crowd, suddenly whip off their macs, and up the stairs they go in their kits. Well, we'll take it from here. Cheers.
Thanks very much.
Uh-huh. Name on the trophy.
And Man City won't remember how many trophies they've won, so they won't mind.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to Jose Mourinho and his merry men. They'll be after...
His men.
Yeah, they're not merry, are they?
They're not merry, no.
That's a very fair point. They're after silverware this season, after last season's treble, of course. They need to,
you love putting that in, don't you? Yeah.
I can't reiterate that enough.
Brilliant. I can picture your face when you wrote that in the running room.
You sit there giggling to yourself when you write these out.
Yeah. Oh, big chuckle.
Chuckling away.
Big chuckle. I start with that.
Remember that man was at Cheltenham, sang that stupid bloody song? Jose Mourinho. Oh, we love you, Jose. We'd love you back one day.
It was Jose Mourinho, the one who stole the show. Oh, whoa, whoa.
Wasn't he doing that in front of his embarrassed family? No,
it was on television.
It was worse than that. It was on live TV, on Sky Sports News, I think. And he had already briefed his, I think, wife and two daughters to sing along with him, who just didn't do it.
Yeah, so
he was doing it on his own, but he didn't care, to be fair. He owned it.
Dad did it.
That's the same glee that Marcus displays when he says, treble winning Chelsea.
I'd love to see that
guy. Man United. Yeah.
Love to see that guy dance at a wedding. Yeah. I mean, the ultimate dad dancer.
Any Saturday night, you'll find him. Yeah. Anywhere in the country.
I think I'm coming to Crystals.
Big time. Yeah. Coming to a provincial town near you, that guy. But yes, Manchester United, they're away to Huddersfield. Would this be more likely of a cup set then, gentlemen?
I think it might be because...
Yes.
I know, obviously, Huddersfield beat United 2-1 at Huddersfield this season in the league, and De Poitra gave Jones and Smalling the right old runaround that day.
They're not having a good time, are they, moment?
You probably remember Huddersfield were 2-0 up, and Rashie Rashford scored late on to get them back in the game.
It wasn't Lindelof playing in that game.
He came on. Right. I think he came on, didn't do that well. And the only other things I remember from the game are Pogba was absent, and when United were pushing, they went out wide. They just pumped crosses into the box over and over again. Huddersfield were able to deal with it. So unless Mourinho takes Marcus and I's advice to play Pogba in a three in midfield, might see the same thing happening again.
I mean, do you think he'll make some changes at the back? Because Phil Jones and Chris Smalling have come under a lot of fire, and Marcus Rojo is fit. Lindelof, obviously, had that problem in the game before, so maybe Jose Mourinho won't consider him for that. But is this actually maybe a good time for a tie like this, where you can make a change and it not look like someone's being dropped?
Yeah, definitely, because they've got Sevilla away in the Champions League next week, and then they've got a visit from Chelsea, so it's a bit of a busy period. I don't know if he'll go like out and out full strength. Even, I mean, what is his full strength? I mean, that's one of the issues.
Monday, Marcus, about this idea, just to pick up on Jim's point. They don't have a huge lot of options, certainly at fullback. Yeah. It's hard for them to change it too much. Because Mourinho's made a rod for his own back with the Luke Shaw thing and stuff like that.
Yeah, you'll find out about half time, and then if they start pumping balls in the box, you're like, that's their plan B, and they can't seem to get that right.
And cards on the table here. I mean, I have no particular problem with Man United. I've been a big admirer of them over the years, as I'm sure we all have, and what they've done, Jim aside perhaps. but, you know, there's something sort of quite compelling about a Mourinho and United team losing now. Because at this point, you start to think, what's Mourinho going to do? What's he going to say? And it is interesting.
That's right.
So if there is an upset in Huddersfield, well, I don't know if it would be an upset because Huddersfield are at home. They've already
beaten him. It's an upset.
But they've already beat him in the league this year and they're a Premier League team.
But it's an upset, no doubt.
If it happens, it'll be fascinating to see how Mourinho reacts to it.
Yeah. But will Huddersfield use Newcastle's performance as a template, Peter?
What, just pack the box and try and hit them on the break?
Well, it bloody worked.
It bloody worked, didn't it, for once?
Yeah. 48 goal line clearances. You've got to ride your luck.
Just put your strikers on the post. And when,
for the whole game.
When Rashford...
Your own post.
It was actually Martial, wasn't it? Had a couple of shots and... Dwight Gayle saved them.
He did, with his thighs.
It's funny what we were saying about Sheffield Wednesday and Swansea. I think I've changed my mind. I think this could be the cup set because...
Okay. I'm going to need to get your final answer before the end of the show, Mark.
Okay.
What? You can't claim Sheffield Wednesday beating Swansea as a cup set now if you switch it.
You can't do about
you can't
six
claim
games.
You've called it.
Yeah.
Well, I think there may be a cup set on the weekend, and if there is, therefore, I'd take the credit. Okay. And if not, then I said there may be, so it may not happen.
A nice one, Mystic Marcus.
you okay, mate?
I think so. before we go to correspondence with Pete, let me just say that I think that after Huddersfield's win against Bournemouth, they will be up for this. This is the kind of tie that a newly promoted Premier League side, who are not used to playing against the big boys, relish this kind of thing. And with Mourinho, with Sevilla next week, a little bit kind of licking their wounds after Newcastle, so on and so forth. I think that could be a very interesting tie.
Well, we will find out, won't we?
Indeed. Now it's time for correspondence with Pete D.
Did you signal to me that I was going to do the emails by giving me the up kind of hand signal?
No, I was wanting you to give me five.
You did it like the king of the White Walkers. Rise.
The Night King.
The Night King, rise your emails.
Don't leave Marcus hanging. His hand's still out there.
Sorry, mate.
There we go.
Just clapped. Beauty. I just clapped. we've only got two today because most of the emails are on one subject this week, unbelievably.
Okay.
Or rather, believably. And it's this theme, basically. Paul Clayton. A lot of people get involved, but this is Paul Clayton's email. Hello, Ramblers. I'm sure somebody else has mentioned this already, but if not, Monday's Going for Gold was won with two guesses in the same round.
I heard about this, Marcus.
Case for the prosecution. Pete started reading the clue of who the various managers the player had played under were. Everyone jumped in, guessed on the first name of Mourinho, including Marcus's guess of Manish.
Yeah.
Pete's then finished reading the clue out before moving on, and Marcus jumped in again with the correct answer before the next round had started.
And I saw someone do a transcript of this on their notes app on their phone and send it, and I admire that sort of commitment.
I do as well. I mean, a few things to say. Where my confusion lay was that you're right, because you did start the clues and then we all guessed, and then Luke went, come on, move on to the next round or something. And then you sort of read the clues.
I think what
out.
We'll do here, Marcus.
However, play to the ref's whistle.
Yeah, it's true. Play to the whistle. Fair enough. You had a chance
to
be
magnanimous. I can't referee and be the host.
Pete, Marcus had a chance to be magnanimous there. He's blown that.
I was honest.
I think Marcus is right, though, Pete. I mean, really, I mean, you have devolved an awful lot on this, haven't you? I mean, all of a sudden, so other people are doing the clues and now other people are officiating it as well.
Yeah, we have to officiate it ourselves.
So what I'll do, I think, is I'll put a Twitter poll out and say, does Marcus deserve to keep the points or not? And the people will decide.
Yes.
No. The
as thumbs,
like
above,
say,
thumbs
Marcus,
down.
We are the people.
The British people have let us down, haven't they, the last couple of years with such things. But Pete is the ref, ultimately.
Okay. Plebiscite!
Okay. And if he didn't spot it, and none of us spotted it, then there we are.
I think it stands. I'm happy with it. We have to do it. We've already, this season's been an absolute shambles.
Are you saying we need VAR?
We had to toss a coin 1 week.
Yeah, the dubious glow panel.
I think it's outrageous. I want to keep the narrative going.
Jim would never be caught. You're the gentleman of the round, aren't you, Jim? You'd never be caught doing that.
You're an arse if I just see you didn't see it. Hi, guys.
It was an honest mistake.
Finn Todd. Hello, Finn Todd.
Finny.
Hi, guys. Love the show. Thought it would be worth a mention that February the 14th was Sasa Cercic's 46th birthday.
Oh, good.
The Serbian George Best, quote from Chris Kamara, 1996, enjoyed an interesting career, known for his eccentricity and therefore his cult status. Upon hearing the news of his birthday, a few memorable moments come to mind. This is like an unofficial kind of Going for Glory, I suppose. Admitting to have been a Red Star Belgrade fan since adolescence, however, after later transferring to FK Partizan, he repeatedly stated to have always been an FK Partizan supporter.
Stop. There have
been
places. is it Robbie Keane?
comparing himself to Steve McManaman and Eric Cantona, that's all right. Purchasing a double-decker bus to party on while at Aston Villa.
Good. Party on?
Just to party on.
House.
Go to a club. Maybe that's it. He just couldn't bear the distance between his house and the club. Yeah. Or he thought he was missing out on vital partying time.
Yeah, quite exactly.
I can't go to Birmingham Snobs again. Yeah. The move to Villa, by the way, he called the biggest mistake of my career.
While he was still there, presumably.
Still there, yeah. Perhaps fitting to the date of his birth, his passion for the opposite sex is well documented. Remember his big quote about, women and football clubs? I would not sign for another club, not even if I was offered $15 million. However, it would be different if they were to instead offer me 15 different women from all around the world. I would tell the club chairman, please let me make these women happy. I will satisfy them like they have never been satisfied before.
A remarkable comment.
As a club press officer.
Satisfy the supporters. As a club press officer, what do you do with that? What do you do with that? that.
I would spike it. can I also say it would be remiss of us to mention birthdays on February 14th and not mention the great man himself, Mr. Kevin Keegan, whose birthday is also on Valentine's Day.
Of course it is.
Yeah, of course it is.
So there's a,
you think April Fool's Day. Yeah.
His heart was first broken on his birthday.
There's a clip going around.
There are so many things I want to say, and
actually,
I won't.
In a sense, he can't enjoy his birthday, can he? Because he's got to think about Valentine's Day.
Pete, what were you going to say?
There's a clip going around of, remember that advert for Sugar Puffs where Kevin Keegan was in it?
And Luke was in it too, right?
Yeah.
he brought on a honey monster in the last minute and he scored a goal.
I remember that.
So adorable.
Was it in a Newcastle kit? Or
yeah, it was a Newcastle kit.
So they lost 4-1.
No. He scored the winner, but he was an ineligible player. Dot points.
Yeah.
What I like about it is like the actual start of that advert is him at the old Wembley, basically. It's like, don't remember, you're winning a lot of stuff at the old Wembley for Newcastle United. Yeah. Never mind. But thank you for that, Finn.
Didn't win anything, did they?
No, thank you for that, Finn Todd, in Beijing.
Thanks, Finn.
Thanks, well, Finn.
Didn't even win a semi-final in the FA Cup. Outrageous.
There we are. He won a few games as England manager.
Yeah, that's true.
A few. There we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to talk about Spurs and Manchester City after this.
All right, then.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I see Wayne getting involved. I saw him last week slapping a wrestler. I'm thinking, why is he getting involved in all that nonsense?
Nonsense indeed, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, the referee did his job.
Yeah, welcome back to the Football Ramble preview show. Roy Keane, actually, was talking about Tottenham Hotspur. Now, they're away to Rochdale on Sunday. Roy Keane was saying that the one trophy in the last 10 years for Spurs is pretty embarrassing, was what he said. And he said the same as of Liverpool, actually, as well. But since Spurs won the 2008 League Cup, they've only been in one final, which was another League Cup final, defeated by Chelsea. I mean, I understand what he means in one sense, but he is overlooking the fine work that football club has been doing.
Roy Keane now lives his life. Like, I'm not saying I don't agree with it, but Roy Keane now lives his life like a man on a permanent wind-up of every other human being on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah,
doesn't he?
So including himself.
Take it with a pinch of salt, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's over the top, certainly. The thing with Roy Keane is there's always violence in the language. Yeah. I mean, it's really aggressive. Because
his words assault you.
Yeah, yeah. What he's doing is he's pointing out facts, but really violently. Yeah. Like really aggressively just pointing out facts. Like if Wikipedia hated you.
It's me. Have you seen my entry? Ramble fans just changing it every time. The only thing
you won't get more of that now.
Like, it's really hard to keep something on Wikipedia. I've not done it myself, but from what I've heard, it's quite difficult because people just are on it. As soon as you change something, there's, you know, thousands of people around the world checking up on the facts. The things that have been left in, that have been checked, I was on a TV show with Gascoigne, with Paul Gascoigne.
Were you?
Going fishing. No. But according to Wikipedia, I've got an illegitimate child in Japan.
On Wikipedia, though.
Yeah, but Pete, people just think, oh, well, yeah, that's true.
I'm not saying it's not Brand Donaldson.
Pete, but I've heard a thing that I think Luke's told me before. That there was some test that says Wikipedia is as accurate as like a normal encyclopedia. So yeah. Are you absolutely sure that none of these things are true?
I saw a talk with a guy, like a scientist, I forget who it was, who said he was a particular expert in one strain of science and said he was asked to look at the Wikipedia page for that particular specialty that he had and just critically market, and he said like, it was incredibly accurate. It was
good.
But Pete, the best
Donaldson
part of
has done extra work. He once appeared as a walker in The Walking Dead. Incorrect. Never done that. Although I do look like
a
zombie.
Why are you bringing attention to this? Yeah, it's going to get 10 times worse.
That's he likes it.
Yeah. Got me edge right, shitheads.
Yeah, could have made you 32, couldn't they?
I know. Mm. Unbelievable.
What were we talking about, Marcus?
Pete's chances of getting on Radio 1.
Yeah.
You're too old, mate.
At that age, very slim.
Yeah, we were talking a bit about Spurs, weren't we?
We were talking about Spurs. Away to Rochdale, of course. Will Rochdale use Juventus' opening 10 minutes against Spurs as a template?
They're so big on the templates this week.
That's not how football works. You can't just download a template.
Yeah. All right, see that 10 minutes, we're going to have to pad that out for 90.
It looks like you're starting a football game.
Yeah. Squarespace.
Little football paperclip.
Isn't the Microsoft paperclip the original manager anyway?
I think
wouldn't
so.
He just look lovely in a big suit on the touchline?
Big eyes.
Yeah.
Get that photoshopped up, yeah. Dad. Yeah.
Your dad doesn't listen to this.
So what's going to happen now is that Pete just said that is going to appear on his Wikipedia page in about 6 months' time. Oh, I never said that. Yeah. I never said that.
Gaz is trying to get me back on the show.
This idea that Spurs have to have a trophy or it's the whole thing has been, you know, a waste of time. It's just patently nonsense. I think there's a difference between being quite snidey and going, oh yeah, but what have they won, in like an Andy Gray type way, and between that and saying, well, do you know what, as someone who's impartial and likes watching them play and they're a good team, it would be nice for them to have a trophy.
It'd be the icing on the cake.
Yeah, that would be great. But you can't overlook the fact that Pochettino has completely overhauled that entire club to the point where, you know, it's unrecognisable than when he took over. Yeah. And no one is watching that game against Juve as a Spurs fan and going, oh, do you know what, I wish we had a Carabao Cup final to look forward to. Yeah. They don't care. They're not going to. And our club should be judged on these big things they go after. And Pochettino, to an extent, and actually to quite a large extent, has completely changed the mentality of the club. Mm. And that is a far harder thing to do than maybe lucking out and winning the League Cup.
That might be true, but I think a lot of possibly what Roy Keane's talking about is the sort of is the reputation Spurs have at the moment. They're being spoken about as if they're an elite club, as if they're one of the sort of permanent fixtures of the big teams in America. The big six in America? In England. the big six in the Premier League is quite a new concept, and it's been spoken about as if they're an established part of the sort of big, you know, big legendary clubs, and they're frankly not, because they've won one trophy in 10 years. So,
is that a dig, Jim?
It's just the truth, isn't it?
Not won as many FA Cups as Arsenal have in recent years.
No, that's absolutely true. Good on you for bringing that up.
Yeah. I really wanted to just say a quick, because we haven't talked about this at all, and I really think we should, just quickly, is a word on Ryan Mason.
Yeah.
Who's had to retire, which is very, very disappointing. Ryan Mason was actually very, very important in Pochettino's Spurs era, because he scored that goal against Forest when they were in real trouble. Spurs, they weren't really showing an awful lot. It was early in Pochettino's stint, and they were 1-0 down at home to Forest in the cup, and Mason came on and scored a great goal, and they went on to win 3-1. And Pochettino's comments about Mason, I thought, were absolutely first class this week, where he said he's a great, intelligent player, and you know, he owes him a debt and all the rest of it. And so, a lot to wish him all the best. Only 26, he's a very talented player, and had a lot ahead of him if everything had gone his way, which sadly it didn't. So I wish him all the best.
Yeah, Pochettino has also said that they're going to help him and perhaps even find a role for him at the club, which is great.
Yeah, very good indeed, Jim. Absolutely right. And going back to, I just want to very briefly go back to Spurs versus Juventus and something that I think you were saying there, Luke, that you're right. Pochettino's changed the mentality. This we know, and you are right, Jim. They're not quite up there with, you know, the Man City and even Manchester United, even though they beat them recently. As yet, that kind of thing. But when they move into the new stadium
I'm not sort of having a dig at Spurs.
No, I know you're not,
because it's not them saying that. It's the press,
of course. But Spurs going 2-0 down to one of the canniest teams in Europe, away from home, and so on. You're right. When Roy Keane's talking about trophies and all the rest of it, they could have crumbled there.
Yeah.
Or they could have gone, oh, let's just contain it. Let's just contain them. They got themselves back into the tie, and now
probably slightly.
Well, you know why Roy Keane's been a bit naughty? It's because, United had a great dynasty under Ferguson and won everything. But Roy Keane was very much a part of the very early stages in that, when Ferguson was trying to build a dynasty at United, which you could say, out of all the clubs in the Premier League, I mean, Man City's a bit of a different case because of the money involved. No one's doing that better than Spurs.
Yeah.
I mean, on the budget they've had, with the wages they pay, which are probably a bit more than reported because of like incentives and all that sort of stuff. But the loyalty, for example, that Pochettino has inspired in his players. I mean, how many of those top players have left? One? Carl Walker? Who else has left? Not really anyone. So I know there's a long way to go, but it feels like they're at the start of something here, and I think it needs to be acknowledged. But, you know, you'll get 20-1 on Rochdale upsetting.
I was about to say Rochdale stand in their way.
No, you'll get 20-1 on Rochdale upsetting Spurs at the weekend. £10 with Bet365 will return £210 including stake, and they've spent £500,000 on a new pitch apparently.
Yeah. Well, they have. Pochettino was worried about the state of the pitch. Said it was unplayable and potentially dangerous.
Yeah, I mean rightly so. I mean one whole side of it, it looks like basically a mixture of mud, sand, possibly blood.
Yeah. But I think that's pre-resurfaced.
Yeah. Right? It is. Yeah.
So I mean, they haven't resurfaced it with blood and sand. Let's make that very clear.
No. Uh-huh.
Well, Dele Alli said he's not worried because a lot of them grew up playing on concrete and worse pitches. And I thought, I mean, I do sort of take the point, but I'd imagine as a professional footballer and a finely tuned athlete, if you turned up and the pitch was just concrete, it wouldn't be. You wouldn't go, we know what we're doing here.
I don't think Dele Alli worries about a lot.
I think this is a great example of what the FA Cup's all about. Rochdale are terrible. They're rock bottom of League One. They're a dreadful team, really, with the greatest of respect to them. They've never won anything, but they're playing a big team in the FA Cup, and they've got a chance, and that's what it's all about.
Well, prediction, goalless at half time.
You reckon?
Yeah. Oh, I like there that. I do like that.
That'll be on your Wikipedia next week.
Up the other end of League One, of course, are Wigan. They've already beaten Bournemouth and West Ham in the competition. Well, gentlemen, they know how to win this tournament, and they know how to beat Man City on the way.
I was there for that game.
You were there for that game, and that is no coincidence that your inspiration caused something there.
You're welcome, people of Wigan, and also you got Paul Cook as well.
Can they stop Manchester City's quadruple hopes? Okay.
Not even Paul Cook thinks they can. By saying, before the draw, we'll take anyone apart from Man City.
Yeah. Is that what he said?
He's also said they've applied for special dispensation to start 14 players.
Okay, so it's not going to be approved.
Going into it with confidence.
Mind games.
What do you think the chances of that being improved are, Jim?
Chances of that being improved?
Approved.
Approved, zero.
Yeah. He's right.
Just throw it
just
on
from
there
my experience.
And hope for the best.
It'd be an interesting experiment, though.
More players for Man City to pass around, let's face it.
Yeah, do you think they could still win that game?
With 14 men?
All I'm saying is, no one's watching the FA Cup these days, so consider it.
Exactly. At least chuck a 12-man on.
Genuinely, like, City are that good, and, you know, Wigan are obviously a good team, but they're leagues below them. Mm-hmm. Like, City could probably have that with a couple of extra men. Maybe not 14.
Is it like one of those videos you see of a team on a pre-season tour in the Far East, and, you know, like, Real Madrid take on 100 children or something like
but
that.
But I think Wigan are a good team and they don't concede an awful lot of goals and they're having a bit of a wobble at the moment, but they're the best team in League One. I think that, to put it another way, if City had a man sent off in the first minute of the weekend and there were 10-11 the whole game, I probably would still back City. Mm. So that answers it partly, I suppose.
But Wigan do have a player called Max Power.
Don't they, Jeff?
You can't underestimate him.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. That was one of those ones when I was sort of aware of old Max Power. And then I thought to myself, no, I've imagined that, haven't I? Someone's obviously changed their Wikipedia page. And you look and he goes, no. And then he was, according to Wikipedia, he was concerned that he was named after that alter ego Homer Simpson had very briefly. But that he was 6 when that episode came out. So. Which was when his name was changed.
And false alarm. He used to be called Max Smith. Yeah. He used to be called Max Homer.
Interesting. Will Grigg will need to be ablaze.
He will.
If we're going to go into to win that one. I quite like, though, Gary Roberts, the former Pompey man in Wigan. So he doesn't play too much. But he went to Pompey because of Paul Cook. And then when old Cookie went to Wigan, he sent for Roberts and he went there.
You play for him at Chesterfield as well.
Yeah, it's great.
Before that, yeah.
It's a love affair.
Yeah, it's a bit like a film director but using the same actors.
He's getting on a bit now, Roberts. I think he's 33, 34. He played a lot for Portsmouth and he scored some important goals for us in our promotion season as well. But he left by mutual consent. I don't think Kenny Jackett fancied him. And he went to... He's a cookie monster, shall we say.
Lovely.
Yeah, enjoying that.
I read this week that Leroy Sané's on the mend already. City players seem to be recovering very quickly. It's like another advantage to
what
their
are you
season.
Suggesting, Jim?
I'm genuinely not suggesting anything. Yeah. Because Gabriel Jesus is obviously not recovering.
It's all swan's blood and monkey embryos.
that's what they say. Well,
as an Arsenal fan, it must be quite difficult watching anyone just coming off. What, they can come back off the treatment table? I thought you got locked in. That was an automatic lock-in like Crystal Mayes.
Yeah. I'm concerned enough with my own injuries, to be honest. Spread to the fans now.
Because Cazorla's got noticeably worse since he became injured.
So they're doing
the opposite of what
they
should be doing.
Infection, didn't he?
Yeah, bad. Yeah, very bad.
Oh dear. But Gabriel Jesus is obviously out, and There was an article saying he's racing to be fit for the League Cup final. But
stay off your feet. That'll be hindering you.
Exactly, yeah. Certainly sort of walk to the League Cup final, yeah. But he looks very doubtful. I wouldn't have thought he'd be ready for that, you know. But he apparently met up with the great Ronaldo at Neymar's birthday bash in Paris last week.
Was everyone at that party? Yeah. Everyone seemed to be invited to Neymar's birthday.
Can you imagine if you were Pep Guardiola and Gabriel Jesus came up and going, can I just go to Paris for a couple of days? Why are you going there? It's Neymar's birthday. Who's going to be there? Ronaldo. Right, no, this is not happening. You're an injured man.
No, but imagine Pep being in there on the door, like that that Grandpa Simpson gif.
Yeah.
Where he goes in, puts his hat on the hat stand, then goes straight back out again.
Ronaldinho just hovering in the door.
stay out of sight.
Yeah. The draw between Wigan and Man City is currently 7-1 with Bet365. A lot of big prices flowing around this weekend. Prices, yeah. So £10 returns, £80 including stake. Should there be a stalemate?
Should there be? Yeah, Man City, of course. A little bit of a mention for their winning in Basel, because we talked about Liverpool. Because you forget, don't you, about... I mean, I know Porto are a better side than Basel, but Man City going away winning 4-0, it's like, yeah, obviously.
Yeah,
they are at that level. They are at the Barcelona level.
It was a record. You know?
Yeah, for a brief moment, but it was still a record.
Depending on the draw, we're going to see English teams going deep this year.
But the thing for a side like Wigan as well, on the or any side playing Manchester City, the problem is... With Basel, Man City, they obviously created a lot of chances and they scored four goals, for crying out loud. But I think off the top of my head, at least three of them, in fact, all four of the goals, you wouldn't say with Basel, they carved you open or anything. They were like curling them in from the edge of the box.
Aguero one where he used the defender as a sort of as a shield almost.
Stop slagging off Basel. Stop getting salty on Basel.
Have you got a secret family in Basel as well?
I'm not slagging off Basel. I'm very much praising Manchester City.
I think I was trying to squeeze in the pun Basel salt. Is it Basel salt?
No idea. Kind of salt.
Carry on.
I'll put the Swiss League in on Monday's ramble, shall we? We'll see what we can do there. Yeah, but they're looking great. And former Man City manager Roberto Mancini stuck his neck out and suggested that Man City can win the Champions League this year.
In between taking time off from constantly linking himself to the Italian national manager's job, which we heard on the continent, obviously out every Wednesday and Saturday, he's continually doing, even though Luigi Di Biagio has been given the interim position.
Yes.
There we go.
There we are, you see. Let's have our best bet with Bet365, Luke Moore.
Yeah, I feel like we need some dramatic music. I don't know if Pete's going to indulge me.
Go on, Pete.
But Richard Simmons, not that one, is still in the hot seat. I'm stalling, Pete. I'm still doing my best, mate. There we go. Bit of genuine. Richard Simmons, not that one, is on for a hat-trick, which would be unprecedented in the Ramble in the Ramble story. And I like what he's gone for here. He says, "Hi, chaps. Banking on some FA Cup magic to get us over the line this week. I was tempted to go for something safe, but if I'm going to win, I want to do it right."
Thank you, Rochdale.
No, he says, "My bet this week is for Southampton to win from behind against West Brom. Hearts has a record of losing a lead in the FA Cup, dig, and the Saints rallied from a goal down to beat the Baggies 3-2 earlier this month. Here's hoping a repeat of history is accompanied by some repeat dance moves."
Sean is working out. This is what I like about him.
If he wins, he'll be a worthy winner there.
Very much so.
He says, "Fingers crossed for that coveted hat-trick, but this is our last correspondence. It's been an honour to serve the Ramblers."
Oh, I like this.
He's going over the top.
Yeah. Richard Simmons.
Back end of Blackadder.
He says, "Very best, Richard Simmons, not that one." So Southampton to win from behind against West Brom in the Cup on Saturday is a big, big, big 9-1. So £50 that will return £500, including stake.
If that comes in.
With all proceeds going to Prostate Cancer UK. It's 9-1 with Bet365.
It's a big one.
£50 will return £500, including stake. You must be over the age of 18 to gamble, and do gamble responsibly. For more information, go to begambleaware.org. Good luck, Richard Simmons, not that one. That is our best bet with Bet365.
So we're going to cheer on West Brom for a bit. And then we're going to cheer on Southampton.
Yes.
Yeah. Even you, Luke Moore.
I won't be doing that.
Even you, Luke Moore.
I think if he does win the hat trick, but wins it on a Southampton bet, I might find a loophole.
or a loophole. Yeah. Right then, let's look ahead to the weekend, Old Sport.
Yes. Few interesting ones here. Chris Smith, he says, "I'm looking forward to the Old Farm Derby."
Yes.
"Can Daniel Farke's men possibly score more than one?" They've, of course, only scored one more than one. They've only scored more than one once in their last nine games. This is the big one, chaps.
Oh.
It's 12th v 13th.
Yeah.
both locked on an average 44 points.
Well, there is at least a place at stake.
I can safely say that no one outside of the counties of Norfolk or Suffolk are going to notice this one.
How dare
so
you?
Enjoy it.
That'll be rude.
This is a nice one from Mickey Godfrey. I'm looking forward to Lucas Moura's "this wasn't in the brochure" moment when he's getting booted around a sandpit in Rochdale.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
And I'll finish with this one from Isaac Hose, who says, Isaac Hose, great name. He says, finding out Kevin Keegan was born on Valentine's Day means everything else pales into comparison.
Yeah.
Wasn't Isaac Hose chef from South Park?
That's Isaac Hayes. Yeah.
Someone must have been messing with his Wikipedia.
I'm pleased you actually knew that because I couldn't remember his
name. Jim, are you looking forward to Arsenal having a weekend off?
Yeah.
Hence you having a weekend off, I suppose.
Yeah, indeed. Marcus, do you fancy a couple of Wikipedia entries that have been changed?
What about?
By Ramble fans, basically.
Yeah, about me?
On my Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
Apparently my nickname was the Sledgehammer of Eternal Justice.
Was?
That got wiped. That Wikipedia's...
These are the ones men and women
just sort of deleted
Wikipedia's
it.
Wikipedia's editors, a.k.a. you, what? Yeah.
The Sledgehammer of Eternal Justice.
Pete went public about his yogurt addiction in 2017.
Well, that's true.
Pete caused a nationwide stir in May 2017 where he proclaimed his top three Newcastle United signings to be Gavash, David Batty and Albert Luque. I actually quite like David Batty.
David Batty was a good player for Newcastle.
He speaks 14 Asian languages, has a Chinese wife and is the Emperor of Japan.
And complicated finally, that one politically, isn't it?
And finally, for now, I failed to graduate due to overdue library books. That one is actually true.
You see,
that one should have remained in there.
I was about to say, you actually told me that. Yeah.
You knobhead.
There we go.
Marcus.
No, you are.
No need for that.
You're disrespecting your own education.
He's just reading your Wikipedia, man. Apparently you're a knobhead.
Yeah, that's what it does. You see all the workings out at the end. Conclusion, knobhead.
Yeah. And then when you type in knobhead in Wikipedia, it forwards to Pete. Yeah.
Just like Google Images.
Yeah. There we are. Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Bet365. It's been a ruddy pleasure. Have a wonderful weekend, my beauties. Say goodbye, Luke.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Jimmy.
Bye.
Say goodbye, knobhead. And it's goodbye from me.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.